I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News. Gaza, the surprising contest these last days, day after day, is an operation underway at the Al-Shifa Hospital in the north of Gaza. The north, heretofore understood as cleared of Hamas fighters. The summary looks like this. Of the battalions that started the war for Hamas, all but four have been disorganized in some fashion and are moving into fighting a guerrilla-like war, which is very different than the early weeks of the early months of the war. While in Rafah, the southernmost part of the Gaza Strip, there are four battalions intact. In other words, command and control still functions. Israel is proposing an assault on those four battalions. The U.S. has now made it very clear day after day it does not support that assault. The additional question is raised in Israeli reporting that Israel may be about have to deal with, may be about to abandon its ambition, its mission of destroying Hamas. To attack Jaffa and lose all sympathy from the U.S. and perhaps the money in Congress, or to stand down and fight another day. Jeff, it's not a choice that is easy to make. I hope I've outlined it correctly.
Well, certainly there is a strain between the United States and Israel as this war progresses. And it comes down to this question of a massive military assault on Rafah, which translates on the U.S. side into a greater fear of more and more civilian casualties. We stand right now, John, at roughly 32,000 Palestinians have been killed. Nearly 75,000 have been injured in this war so far. Due to the dense nature of the refugee population in Rafah, now about 1.3 million people in and around this city, which prior to the conflict was about 300,000. The belief in the Pentagon is a massive assault like the Israelis have conducted in the northern and central portion of Gaza would result in dramatic casualties. Still, the Israelis, as you suggest, are adamant to move forward despite Washington's pleas to the counter. As time has gone on in the last few days, we've seen some amazing results. And that is, first of all, we had a UN Security Council resolution that actually passed calling for an immediate ceasefire. Heretofore, the United States had blocked those by their veto. The Biden administration abstained on this particular vote. Immediately, Mr. Netanyahu showed his utter anger and frustration with the Biden administration by announcing that a delegation of Israeli leaders who were scheduled to come to Washington to discuss alternative strategies for the conduct of the war in Rafah would not be, in fact, coming. And even prior to that, amazingly enough, the Netanyahu government had announced expanded settlements on the West Bank, clearly to irritate Palestinians even further, number one, and anger Washington. So really, that kind of a stalemate right here between Washington and Israel on the conduct of this war. Netanyahu, though, at the moment, his words seem to be that he will continue with his plan for an offensive, though he has not described how that's going to occur by reducing casualties. He is stuck by the argument this is the only way to ensure the freedom of the hostages. And it seems to me, John, most of those hostages, if they're still living, will be in the Rafah area. And I think they could easily be killed or injured in this offensive. It's conducted in the fashion that the Israelis have done in the past.
Hezbollah continuing to provoke Israel in the north. I flag that as something that's identified as a mission, and the debate continues in the IDF. Is it now or later, that mission, to push Hezbollah beyond the Litani River? The Houthis attacking at random in the Red Sea. They struck a Chinese ship the other day. I don't know if it was purposeful, but the Houthis have weapons that are effective. They penetrate the defenses that exist. The Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas are all relating to each other through Tehran. And Jeff, we have a couple of minutes here. My understanding is that the administration, the decision at NATO, is not to take on Tehran. Is that correct?
At the moment, I think that is absolutely correct. But we had a recent report that one of the leaders of Hamas and leaders of Islamic Jihad both traveled together to Tehran to consult with the Iranians and had meetings with the Grand Ayatollah about the conduct of the war in the region and in the Gaza Strip in particular. But I think it comes back to forces for the Israelis. You talked, John, about there may be three or four Hamas battalions left in Rafah that the Israelis want to neutralize. But Israeli ground forces have got to be pretty pretty tired at this particular moment. They've been conducting major combat operations almost continuously for the last 5 months. Don't forget, this is largely a reserve-based army. Unclear to me how long they can keep all these guys in uniform. If they're going to conduct a major operation against Rafah, well, at the same time, the probability, I think you're right, John, of another major offensive in the north against Hezbollah, which is several orders of magnitude larger than Hamas, this could put a real strain on Israeli available forces. And that all occurs at the same time that not only are they threatened more by the Houthis, but the threats for more unrest on the West Bank during Ramadan may also stretch Israeli forces even farther. And you're right again, John, the Houthis are continuing their assault on shipping, and now they've threatened to launch missiles and rockets against Saudi Arabian targets if the Saudis allow the United States to use its airspace or its aircraft to conduct attacks against Houthi targets.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired. He was an artilleryman. CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, and importantly, CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Right now, we have a standoff in Gaza. Does Israel go in without support or not? Everybody gets to answer this question. History will tell us the choice that Mr. Netanyahu makes. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,